15 minutes. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to review last night's activity and to talk about the Ring of Honor announcement made on Friday is the Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, it is, and we do.
What?
Uh-huh. Certainly good to be on and very positive.
It is very positive.
Well, if you want to keep it positive, I guess we should talk about the Ring of Honor and not the game last night.
Well, the game was certainly a disappointment. We like to win everything we can, but just want to remind people it was preseason.
Right.
So, you know, we're certainly looking at that and trying to determine now, looking at film to see if it was preseason. And, and if it is, then we'll keep that in perspective. And I'm smiling when I say that.
Right. Yeah, we figured you were.
Yes, well, I finally put some people in the Ring of Honor who are going to be put in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Charles Haley, Larry Allen, and Drew Pearson.
Yeah, certainly Charles Haley deserves it, and Larry Allen, and whoever that other one that you mentioned, I guess he does.
Drew Pearson, he's a legend.
Yeah, I keep forgetting his name because, to be quite honest, I'd never actually heard of him. Matter of fact, the first time I saw his name was in a lawsuit when I sued his ass over stealing the name Ring of Honor. And I think he also used to own a restaurant.
Yes,
yeah,
he did. Yeah,
the very confusingly named Drew Pearson Sports 88.
It is true. Yes,
but well, good for Drew. You know, if you played before 1989, I really don't care about you too much. So it's good that he got in, so he can now join the likes of Roger Starbucks and Bob Milley and of course Troy Aikens and Michael Irving.
Yeah.
And, Tom Landering and Arlen Perkins and,
oh my gosh.
The Mutual of Omaha guy. Well, no, we definitely think you did the right thing. All three of those guys are very worthy.
Well, I will tell you one thing, and I've heard some clamoring from email people, and I will state very declaratively and definitively that I will never put that Bill Bates in there.
Oh God!
Oh wow! Why would you say something like that?
Well, if jumping on the pile 10 seconds after the whistle is blown makes you eligible for the Ring of Honor, then I'm a monkey's uncle.
He did more than that. That's ridiculous.
But if I do put him in, maybe I'll put him in the secondary Ring of Honor.
What's that?
Well, we have another Ring of Honor at the Death Star. It's in the daycare nursery.
Uh-huh.
And to please their mama, I've had to put Jerry Jr. and Steven in there.
They're in that Ring of Honor?
Yeah, so they can see their names when they're playing.
Uh-huh.
So I put their names up there right beside Rafael Septian. And,
geez,
right.
His name
Jerry,
should,
come on.
Should not be there.
You know, that was a very cheap shot.
And also in there is Greg Ellis, who was the biggest baby to ever play with us. And, of course, Derek Kennard, big baby.
Big baby.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
Big baby.
So on the big Ring of Honor that goes around the stadium, are you seeing just, like, names going all the way around that ring?
Well, not exactly. Of course, on one side we'll have the old school guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of the stadium, we have the new school guys.
Uh-huh.
And then I think what we're going to do is leave the end zones empty and not fill in around there.
Why?
Until when I get lowered into my crypt beneath the star. And I'm going to have them put Jerry on one end zone and Jones on the other.
That's in the will, huh?
Let's face it, it's not only in the will, but it's in the cards in the very near future.
Oh, gosh, don't say that.
Oh, come on, George. You know I'm one botched facelift away from death.
Oh, my God.
Stop saying things like that. You look like you're in great shape.
Yes. I am.
That was a quick reversal.
But camp's been good so far. I know y'all wanted to ask about camp.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. How is camp going?
Except that Rob Ryan's a failed bid, isn't he?
You think so?
It's the last time I hire the Big Lebowski to coach defense.
That's
yes, I think he's failed. I want to go over to him with a needle and just pop that big old belly and watch him fart around the room like a balloon.
But almost sounds like you miss Wade.
I do miss Wade. Speaking of, I'm inducting him into the Death Star Daycare Ring of Honor.
He's in there too, huh?
That's right. And maybe since we're not having too much football luck in the big Ring of Honor, we're going to start piggybacking on some other local teams and put in like Dirk and Nolan and Tattoo and Craig Watkins.
Craig Watkins?
God. In the Ring of Honor.
Just making it a whole Metroplex thing, huh?
Panic.
Oh, he's gone. All right, there goes fake Jerry. Plans for the Ring of Honor. It is 8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We'll get David Moore.